Today's website owner tip is not one of my own. It actually is one from Andy Budd at andybudd.com that's written an excellent post that I must admit, when I read the title, I thought I would disagree with quite strongly. It's funny, isn't it, how you can be misled by titles sometimes. His post says, the best products sell themselves. And I was expecting that he would claim that you've got, you know, if you've got a great product, you don't need to promote it in the age of social networking where word of mouth recommendation is enough. But actually, that's not what he's getting at all. What he's getting at is something that I found incredibly inspiring. He talks about to sell products in a networked world, you need to differentiate yourself by more than brand attributes and checklists of features. You need to create a remarkable product that rises above the competition and gets noticed. Products that your users will rate, recommend, and tweet about. In fact, it's not a product you're creating at all, it's an experience. And he goes on to talk about mediocrity not cutting it anymore, and instead we need to create products that sell themselves to some degree. Does that mean we don't need marketing people any longer? No, that's not what he's suggesting. He talks about how marketers actually have a better perspective on what it is that customers want. He talks about delighting users and going beyond their expectations. And actually, it's something I've been thinking a lot about at the moment and reading about. I came across recently an example of a department store that prides itself on delighting its customers. And he gives two examples in this book that I'm reading. The first was a member of staff who ironed the shirt of a customer going to a business meeting. And the second was a clerk who gift-wrapped items even though it was bought from a competitor's store. And I really think that we need to be delighting our users. I agree wholeheartedly with Andy on this, that we need to more and more delight our users with great and innovative, I can never say that word, websites. But also as web designers, you might be a web designer listening to this, you need to be delighting your users with the customer service you provide to your clients. So if you're a website owner, just take a minute, think about your website. Think about ways that you could delight people that came to that website. Whether it be on the website itself or whether it be, you know, the way that you follow up on inquiries you get through the site. Take, for example, Moo.com. Moo.com's website delights you when you place an order because they send you this delightful little email that's full of character and personality. How can you do that? Innocent Smoothies is another example that have created a community on their website that delights you, a family of people that do stuff together. There are real opportunities in this area, and I really think this is the kind of next step. Once you've kind of sorted out your usability, your accessibility, your design, all the basics, you need to look at ways to delight your users.